September 7, 2014, Sunday afternoon service. Today we are going to study from Psalm 75. Thanksgiving for God's righteous judgment. To the chief musician set to Do Not Destroy, a psalm of Asaph, a song. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your wondrous works declare that your name is near. When I choose the proper time, I will judge uprightly. The proper time is the time of judgment. So when the judgment happens, is determined. As we live as a Christian, we need to know that there is a time for everything. And as the book of Hebrews says, death and judgment come to all of us. Even in school, we don't just learn the subject and leave it as that. We all have to take a test. So even if you're sitting in the classroom just like pretending to be a good student, and the teacher will eventually discover the student's progress and their efforts from those tests. So the death and judgment will come to all of us, and I think this belief is very different from the rest of the society, since many think that after we die, we all become nothingness. But many think that we could do evil things if no one is watching. And if they are found out, then they just have to apologize. And even some Christians think so. They might think that as long as they don't violate the law, everything is acceptable. But we have to know that we are responsible for everything we say and everything we do. We will all be judged for that, so we should not lose the fear of God. As for the judgment, I have been thinking lately about the fruit of the work. You know the parable of 1 talent and 5 talents. So the Lord is interested in the fruit we bear. Most of the people in the world only care about the things we see, but we need to focus on what's invisible and what's eternal. And I try to watch my words, because I know the words we speak is considered to be our deeds. Verse 3, the earth and all its inhabitants are dissolved. I set up its pillars firmly. As you know, there is a mystery of God, and the Bible verses need to be interpreted. It is not a simple reading. Here it says, the earth and all its inhabitants. It is also said, those who dwell on the earth, in Revelation chapter 6. Either way, dwellers on the earth are usually referring a negative thing. This is about people, of course, because people don't live on the airplane, and I think this inhabitants of the earth means some Christians. Christians are supposed to be passing through the earth, but not permanent dweller of the earth, just like Abraham was sojourner. As the Bible says, just like him, we are to live here on the earth, but not as a settler on the earth, having the same value like the rest of the world, but we have to be aware that we are just passing through. Another part in the Bible says, the friendship with the world means enmity against God. So we should not be conformed by this world. And that's why the verse 3 in this psalm says, the earth and all its inhabitants are dissolved. And the Bible says, I believe more and more Christians will become so-called inhabitants of the earth. Good example is Roman Catholics. They now say that all the religion have the truth, and they're saying so to make people happy. But that is contrary to the Bible, since the Bible says Jesus is the only way to the Father. There is no other name other than the name of Jesus, because the Bible says so. It's not the name of Allah, it's not any other names. The Pope does not say so, and he accepts other names. So he is a dweller of the earth, and those will be dissolved, as the verse says. So not all the Christians are doing the right thing in God's eyes, and not all the churches are doing the right thing in God's eyes. So we have to have an eye to discern that, and I'm warning that more and more churches will become earth dwellers. A person from another church came here once in a while, and then he says that they have a pastor who now tolerates homosexuality at his church now. As you know, same-sex marriage became legal in the United States, and some churches here too accept homosexuality now. And the church clearly says what And the Bible clearly says what a marriage should be. But those who make such decision to please the world rather than to please God are considered to be the earth dwellers. Those people will be shaken and will be dissolved. So I stress that not all the churches are doing what God wants us to do. Verse 4 to 7, I said to boastful, do not deal boastfully, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. Do not lift up your horn on high. Do not speak with a stiff neck. For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. This exalting means to lift up one's name and to honor. Of course, it is a nice thing if your name is exalted or your church's name is exalted. Name being lifted high is better than name being brought down. But how does this happen? It says right here that it is all done by God. So earning points from other people will not do it. It is all from God. It's in this world, if you're smart or talented or even good looking, you think people will give you favor. But when it comes to God, you cannot buy his points by doing all these things. It is more important to seek the Lord and ask for his purpose and his plan for your life rather than going to a famous seminary school. When you seek the Lord and do his will, your name will be lifted up by God. Paul is a good example. He was not necessarily accepted by all as an apostle. He was an apostle, but he wrote all these letters, and then as you read them, it seems like he wasn't accepted by most of the people. He even says, "Am I an apostle, or am I the least of the apostles?" Paul was not part of the 12 who were chosen by Jesus himself. Yet Paul did see Jesus on his way to Damascus, but he has no physical evidence to prove it to the other people. But he was lifted up by God to do the work of God, and that's why he received much of the teachings and revelations, which we see in the letters to the Corinthians and Romans and the rest. These letters are now the foundation of the believers. But he was not accepted by his people, and he was even hated by the Jews, for they even tried to kill him. So one thing that I want to stress is that God lifted up Paul, but his people did not recognize that and persecuted Paul. So we should not look to people to lift you up, like the title from this church or that church or certificate from the seminary school. It is only God who can lift up your name. That is what we are doing, to focus on God and the work he has entrusted us. And that's why we are able to understand the Bible by his revelations. Like we have just learned about God's judgment on Christians in the end time, which is written in Deuteronomy. We have also learned from Haggai that heaven and the earth will be shaken, means that Church of Christ will be shaken in the end time in tribulation era, to separate silver and gold from the rest. So God's view of the tribulation era is different from what people think of the Great Tribulation. We think that it will be a terrible thing, but God thinks that it is a golden opportunity to search out the gem. We have receiving such revelation from the Lord, and I do believe that God is lifting us up because we are truthful to him. So again, promotion comes from the Lord and not from people. So by focusing on God and doing the work of God, you will be able to obtain what God has promised us. Verse 8, for in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red, and it's fully mixed, and he pours it out. Surely its dregs shall all the wicked of the earth drain and drink down. This wine is about a spiritual thing. When you become Christian, there are two things that you need to know. When you have communion, there's a bread and there's wine. Bread of life is the Word of God, and Word of God is a doctrine. Wine can make you drunk, and like that, you can get drunk in the Spirit. And so, what this verse is trying to say is that there are two types of spirits and two types of bread. Bread comes from wheat, And the Bible says they are wheat and tare, two kinds of wheat. So if you think that any doctrine from any church will get you to heaven, that's a mistake. There is a wheat and tare. So there are many churches that feed you bread made of tare, like Catholics. They teach you there is no hell, so you would think that it's a permission to do whatever you want, same as wine. There are two types of spirit. One is Holy Spirit, another one is demonic spirit. I'm not talking about the involvement with the occult. This is happening within the church. More than a decade ago, we imported a video from Australia, and it was about the Toronto blessings, and about 4 hours long altogether, to show what was really going on in a revival meeting in Toronto. It looks like it was a holy meeting, but the tape captured Rodney Howard or Benny Hinn calling out for demons, or saying things like, "Take the mark of the beast." I was so shocked when I saw the video first, but when you read the Bible, you should not be so surprised, because the Bible says, right here, the wine is fully mixed, which means that there are two kinds of wines mixed together. So if you mix red and blue, it becomes purple, and you will not know what is what. And that's what's going to happen in the church. The Holy Spirit and the demonic spirit will be all mixed up together in the church, and that's what it says in the Bible. And I used to go to Pentecostal church more than a decade ago in the 90s. And when the Toronto blessings was happening, our church sent a group of people there to investigate what was going on. And they came back and gave us a report saying that they really didn't understand the meeting. Up front by the altar, they saw people repenting, which looked very genuine and sincere. But in the back of the audience, there were people who were giggling in a hysterical manner. Like when someone nearby prays in the name of Jesus, this person would respond with a giggle. It was so weird that they thought that it was demonic disruption. So the spirits are mixed up and almost impossible to separate, like you can separate coffee from milk. So the Bible is warning about such revivals with those spirits mixed up, and the wicked will drink it all down. And even if there is a work of Holy Spirit, if the other spirit is mixed in, it will all destroy you. Like you mix good coffee with bad milk, it will still make you sick. The bad milk will ruin the whole thing. This kind of revival was started in the United States and is now spreading to the world, and many strange vessels are coming from the United States too. So we have to be able to discern the spirit. We cannot drink just any water. We have to know where the water is coming from. I use a filter at home too. The same thing with the spirit. You have to see where the spirit is coming from, and the wicked will drink it all down, as the Bible says, and they will be under demonic influence, and demonic influence will lead you to believe in the wrong doctrine. Verse 9 and 10. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob, and all the horns of the wicked I will also cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. So we want to do the right thing in God's eyes, so that He will exalt us in due time.